The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple. On demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I want to explain to you why I, as an Irishman, am so pro Second Amendment. I'm pro Second Amendment, not because of guns, but because you have a right, through nature's law, to defend yourself. I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios that you'll never hear from gun-free zones like countries like I live in, like in Ireland. If you've ever seen a picture of me, I'm not a small person. I'm big. I'm strong. I also live in a neighborhood that, while it's changing over the last couple of years, is traditionally an older neighborhood. I live in a house that was my grandparents'. I have neighbors who are 60, 70, 80. There's actually a woman around the corner who's in her late 90s, who lives by herself. I ask you to close your eyes and just think of a couple of scenarios for a minute. If I decided tomorrow, as a big guy, I wanted to go and rob her, or beat her up, or do something really bad to her, do you think she'd have a chance against someone like me? And I'm not saying this because I'm a tough guy, or because I'm so big and strong and that I could take anyone on. I'm not saying it because of that. I'm just saying through pure reason and logic. 90-year-old woman against a big guy like me. Even if she had a weapon, a stick, a hurl, a baseball bat, a hockey stick, do you think she'd have a chance against me? No. The reason I'm so pro Second Amendment is because through nature's law, you have a right to defend yourself. Everyone gets this. But because guns are man's greatest equalizer. If you have a system where you understand you have a right to defend yourself and you allow people to defend themselves with guns, that scenario that I just gave you of me going into that 90-year-old woman's house totally changes if she has a gun. Because if she has a gun, and even if I have a gun, my strength doesn't mean a whole lot. Doesn't give me an advantage. And I use this word very loosely. My speed doesn't give me an advantage. My physicality doesn't give me an advantage. The gun is the greatest equalizer man has ever created. Even if you take that scenario and double it, say it's not an elderly lady, say it's an elderly couple and it's 2-1. Chances are still the result will be the same. I'd win. But if you have a gun involved, it is a gun equalizer. The scenario changes. But let me give you another example that you'll never hear from people who are like, we need gun control. I live in Ireland, we have gun control. The only people who in Ireland who have guns are not beat cops. Beat cops have pepper spray, so be wary if you're ever in Ireland. Beat cop carries pepper spray, and pepper spray is very dangerous. The people who have guns are detectives and criminals. Right now in Dublin, where I live, the capital city, we are having a gang feud where two rival gangs are killing each other. And sometimes innocent people have been caught up in the scenario, in the event. Imagine a scenario where you live, and just take, I'll use myself as an example if you don't mind. I live in an area and there's a big event. Someone is shot or there's an incident. And I know it's through the crime families. Do you think I'm going to testify against them? I'd be crazy to. They have guns, they have gangs, they have people. I have no right to defend myself. If I hit someone on my property, I'm liable. Why would I testify against them? They would come after me and my family. And I would have no chance. Doesn't matter how big or strong you are. They have guns, I don't. Because here's this idea which seems to be forgotten so often. Criminals don't care about your gun control laws. Criminals don't care about laws, period. But I know people would say, well, you're just using one big gang feud. Just talk about general crime. They could target you, and you have no right to defend yourself. The gun is the greatest equalizer man has ever created. But I'll also make one last point, because people say this, well, John, that's okay. We like the Second Amendment. You're hearing politicians say this from all sides of the aisle right now. You're hearing liberals and you're hearing Democrats and you're hearing Republicans and even some conservatives who always go, well, I love the Second Amendment. I think the Second Amendment is great, but... And usually what follows that but is loads of words that just disprove how much they like the Second Amendment. But I've heard this line so much lately. Yeah, okay, John, I get your right to bear arms. And look, I like some guns, but you don't need an AR-15. You don't need a magazine that carries 30 bullets, do you? You don't need that. Luckily for Americans, you have a Bill of Rights, not a Bill of Needs. If you feel an AR-15 is what defends you, there is no difference seen from a killing point of view between an AR-15 and a double-barrel shotgun and a handgun. If it gets the job done, you have the right to defend yourself. You have a Bill of Rights, not a Bill of Needs. But this 30-capacity magazine is always one I find funny. Because usually the people that is built for or that will most need that 30-bullet magazine are the people who want to abandon it. Let me give you two scenarios. One, I know many conservatives. God forbid if a conservative who is well-versed in guns, well-practiced, is in the range, goes out, hunts, shoots moving targets. If something happens to them and they need to defend themselves, they don't need 30 bullets. They might need two. They probably only need one. They're well-versed in it. The reason you need, quote-unquote, maybe a 30-bullet magazine is because, here's the thing, if you're one of those people who loves the Second Amendment, I love the Second Amendment, but I'm not really passionate about it, and has a gun for self-defense, and it's up in a little box in a safe in the top press of their wardrobe that has never been touched, probably hasn't seen the light of day in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, hasn't been cleaned, and God forbid something happens and you wake up and you need to defend yourself. If you think after all that time you're going to all of a sudden turn into Jack Bauer and only need one or two bullets, you're kidding yourself. It's people like you who need that 30-bullet magazine. But also point number two, and excuse the quote-unquote vulgarity I'm about to use, but have you ever got up in the middle of the night, needed to go to the toilet, need to go pee-pee? It's always... I don't know about you, but anytime I do it, it's always like an exploration, like I'm walking on the moon. You're groggy. You're like, I'll just open my right eye like half, just so I can see, and I'll kind of put my hands out in front of me to make sure, you know, I don't fall over. And, you know, I don't walk in a straight line. You know, I have a banister and a wall that I go to between me, my bedroom and the toilet, and you bounce off one or the other, because it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you're half asleep, and you're groggy. If, God forbid, you need to defend yourself at 3 or 4 in the morning, you're not going to, again, wake up like Jack Bauer and kind of go, hey, what's going on? I need to defend myself and I only need one bullet, or I need two bullets, or I need six bullets. You might need all 30 because you're not Jack Bauer. It's not the Bill of Rights. It's not the Bill of Needs. It's the Bill of Rights. And if you believe all men are created equal, fundamentally believe that true phrase that your founders wrote in your Declaration of Independence, then you do not have a right to tell other people how they can and cannot live.
You're listening to Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.